Kenai Peninsula fishermen have kept a close eye on the SetNet ban initiative since it was first proposed in 2013. The proposed ban would have affected urban areas across the state, but Pat Shields, a biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Commercial Fishery Division for the Upper Cook Inlet, says the ban was really targeting the east side SetNet fishery in Cook Inlet.
Typically, each year, about 450 SetNetters on the east side register to conduct their activities here.
That's 450 SetNetting operations that would have had to shut down if the ban were eventually approved by voters. Joe Connors is with the Alaska Fisheries Conservation Alliance, the group that sponsored the ban. Connors says the ban was an extreme measure the nonprofit took because no one listened to their warnings that some SetNetters were hurting fish stocks.
They fish intensely. They try to kill as many fish as quick as they can, and that's the problem. I have incredible, and I say that again, incredible amounts of video and pictorial footage of waste. So I have that. But no, I mean, there's no data. I'm not going to commission a study that the state doesn't require.
Connors believes commercial SetNetters also play a role harming king salmon and other species of fish and wildlife. He says he has photos showing fish drying up in nets and being eaten by seagulls. He adds SetNetters often take in bycatch like flounders, salmon shark, and Dolly Varden. There's no record, he says, because there's no requirement to report them. Shields says flounders and salmon sharks make up most SetNet bycatch, but he adds they can usually escape the nets. In 2012, the king salmon return to the Kenai River was miserable. Connors says all fishermen contributed to the huge decline, but he blames an oversaturation of SetNets for slowing the fishery's recovery. Shields' division is worried about the king population, but he wouldn't say SetNetters are the problem.
I can speak to that question this way. We have never failed to make the minimum escapement goal for late-run king salmon in the Kenai River since we started measuring escapements there in the early 1980s.
The escapement goal is the number of kings the department wants to return to the Kenai River to spawn. Shields says it's hard to say there is a conservation issue when that goal is continually met.
That said, we have had to take a number of restrictive actions, including closures of both sport and commercial fisheries in the most recent years during this downturn of king salmon abundance, and that's occurring all over the state.
Andy Hall, a SetNet fisherman and the president of the Kenai Peninsula Fishermen's Association, says conservation wasn't the motivation behind the ban. He says it was just an attempt to free up more fish for sport fishermen. That is false, says Connors with the Alliance.
Why do you need more? If we're true to our cause, then we would like to see those fish get to spawn. Like to see the big 70, 80, 90 pounders back. That's just all made up.
Connors doesn't know what the Alliance's next step is. They are trying to set up a meeting among the nonprofit's board members to decide. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.